One of the most common things that people say is, I'd rather keep my money invested because the annuity company is just giving me my own money back. But what if that belief is actually causing retirees to spend hundreds of thousands of dollars less than they safely could otherwise? That's what we're going to talk about in episode 105 of the Atlas Annuity Podcast. Hi, everyone. My name is Marty Becker. I'm the owner and founder of Atlas Financial Strategies in St. Louis, Missouri, where we specialize in safe money retirement strategies. Now, this idea that annuities just give you your own money back comes from how people are used to thinking about retirement income. And most people think about retirement like this. Okay, I have a pile of money and I can just live off the interest every year, or maybe I'll just be spending a small portion of the principal. That's what's known as a systematic withdrawal plan, or SWP for short. But the SWP has some major risk and uncertainties with it, mainly a sequence of returns risk. We talk about that a lot. What that means is the order in which you receive gains or losses. It comes with longevity risk, meaning outliving your money, which according to a lot of surveys and things, that is the number one fear that people have in retirement. It also comes with withdrawal rate risk, or spending too much. And then it also comes with behavioral risk. Okay, panic selling, when you start to see the market get a little choppy, like it has been as of March 2026, emotions kick in and bad decisions can be made. But annuities, specifically income annuities in this case, can mitigate all these risks. But what we're going to do is we're going to focus on two of them, mainly the sequence of returns risk and the withdrawal rates risk. Now, the interesting thing about the sequence of returns is people forget that this is a real thing, okay? 2008 was a real thing. 2022, that was a real thing. 2000, 2001, 2002, that was a real occurrence. Those happened, and people who retired in those years got off to a really bad start. But probably the most significant example that I can give you goes all the way back to 1968. And what this chart shows you is two people who retired 3 months apart. This is really, really interesting. So the Ben in this example, who retired in January of 1968, ended up with almost $1 million less than Susan, who retired 3 months later in April. So the sequence of returns risk is a real thing, okay? And it's still very relevant today because our markets are even more volatile than they were back in the 60s or even the early 2000s, because now we have all this manipulation and these algorithms in the market due to high frequency trading. So don't ever forget, this is a real thing. And if you're unfortunate enough to retire in a market that is trending down, it can have long-term consequences for you. Now, the other factor to that is the withdrawal rate risk. Now, if you retire in a down market and you don't take any money out, okay, you're probably going to be fine. However, when most people retire, they have to start tapping into their portfolio. Now, research often references this 4% rule that originally was written about by William Benjamin back in the early 90s, but the safe withdrawal rate constantly changes with market conditions. It really depends on asset allocations, how much you have in stocks, how much you have in bonds, what is the balance of that portfolio. And it really depends on retirement length. If you have longevity in your family, you need to start out with an even lower amount depending on the age you retire. And withdrawing too much early on, that portfolio may not survive in the long term. And many modern researchers have suggested much lower withdrawal rates that may be necessary, again, depending on the market environment. Totally out of your control. And what this withdrawal rate actually does, you know, it basically acts like a speed limit placed on your money. So if you're a person with $1 million in your portfolio when you retire, that 4% rule says you can withdraw about $40,000 per year. But that number isn't based on what's happening today. It's based on protecting you against a worst case scenario, which are bad markets and living for a very long time. And again, it could go either way. So even if the markets perform well, and even if you don't live till 95, you still have to obey that speed limit because you don't know if there's going to be a sharp curve up ahead. In other words, maybe you want to get on the Autobahn, but basically you're stuck on an outer road somewhere doing 40 miles per hour. So again, this withdrawal rule isn't designed to maximize spending. It's designed to prevent disaster. And even that isn't foolproof. So when you follow a withdrawal rule, you're basically planning your spending around the possibility that you might live to 95 or even 100 years old because your portfolio has to stretch that far just in case. And that's what creates that spending constraint. Okay. That's what puts a speed limit on your spending. But annuities change that equation. These income annuities change the math on this because instead of one person trying to plan for every possible lifespan, basically thousands of retirees share that risk together through something called risk pooling. And what these insurance companies know who issue annuities, they know that some people receive income for 10 years. They know that some will receive it for 30 years or more, but the pool balances out those incomes. And because of that, the income that can be paid out is often, almost always, higher than what a cautious withdrawal rate would allow. So is the annuity really just giving you your own money back? Well, at first, yes. However, here's what most people miss about that. Because of the risk pooling, annuities are allowing you to spend more of your money without the sequence of returns risk or without longevity risk because the annuity isn't going to be affected by the external market and it's going to be guaranteed no matter how long you are alive. And I mean breathing, even if you're on a vent, it's still going to pay. As long as you have a heartbeat, it's going to pay. So let's just look at a quick example. Okay, these are round numbers, nothing specific to anyone, but just a 65-year-old couple. They have $500,000 that they're looking to do something with. Should they keep it invested or should they get the income annuity? If they keep it invested, they could have a quote safe withdrawal rate of 4%. That's a starting withdrawal of $20,000 per year. And maybe that portfolio will last. Maybe that $500,000 will last. Maybe it doesn't. We don't know. Again, it depends on what the returns are and the order that they get the returns. But at the time of this recording, which is March of 2026, the same 65-year-old couple could get a guaranteed joint lifetime income for just over $37,000 per year. And yes, that has a death benefit with it just in case of an early passing. Now, when you do the math on that, that's 86% more spendable income for every dollar with no risk of running out, no market risk. If we do a true apples-to-apples comparison, we can look at what type of return they would have to get in a managed portfolio to receive the same amount of money in income and make sure it lasts until 95. What type of return would they have to get? Okay, and a very simple spreadsheet shows that in a managed portfolio where they're paying 1.5% in fees, and most people are paying that, if not more, if they took that same $500,000 and then started withdrawing just over $37,000 out every single year, they would have to earn, or I guess their money manager would have to earn them 8.6% every single year with no down years ever. That's going to be next to impossible. The next time you talk to a typical financial planner who doesn't understand annuities, and there's a lot of them, there's a lot of good ones out there who do get it, but a lot of them who don't. The next time you hear someone tell you, oh, well, you can do better in the market, you can run these type of numbers and say, okay, are you going to guarantee that number one, this portfolio is never going to run out? And in order to do that, you're going to have to get X amount of return every single year. Will you sign a document that says you're going to guarantee that's going to happen? And watch them go quiet. Watch them turn white. It's not going to happen. Only income annuities can do this with the risk pooling concept. So in essence, what the annuity is allowing you to do is to spend more of your money without the risk. Are you getting it back in the early years? Yes, but you're getting it back and spending it at a much higher rate than you ever could safely with a managed portfolio. Now, another typical, I don't even want to call it an excuse or an objection, it's a concern, and I get it. What about the inflation? Let's take the same scenario of the 65-year-old couple, $500,000, 4% systematic withdrawal plan versus the annuity. So again, with the managed portfolio, they can take $20,000 per year, and let's just say they're going to take a 3% inflation increase. It would take 22 years to reach that same $37,000 per year in income that they were getting from the annuity on day one. Okay, 22 years to match the same amount of income if they started with the recommended withdrawal percentage and then started taking increases for inflation. That's a long time. We already determined that the annuity was going to give you 86% more spendable income on day one. So after 22 years, total spendable income from a managed portfolio using the withdrawal plan, just over $610,000. After 22 years, getting the higher income day one with the annuity, total income spent, just over $818,000. That's over a $200,000 difference in how much spendable income they had. And again, this was on a guaranteed basis. There is no guarantee that you're even going to have money left in the portfolio after 22 years. The probability is high, but it's not guaranteed. And you missed out on $200,000 of income. So the annuity is basically giving you the income that a withdrawal strategy wouldn't reach for more than two decades. Keep that in mind. That's really powerful. Let's stretch it out a little further to 30 years. Okay, now this 65-year-old couple is in their mid-90s. Total income from the managed portfolio, just over $950,000. Total income from the annuity after 30 years, just over $1.1 million. So that gap is starting to narrow the longer they live. But again, the longer you live with the managed portfolio, the more all these other risks compound inside of it. The longevity, the inflation, the sequence of returns. So that withdrawal strategy forces you to spend cautiously because you personally are carrying all the risk yourself. But the risk pooling allows retirees to spend more confidently because now that risk is shared in that pooling concept, okay? Because this, again, we're not trying to compare financial products because annuities are not a financial product. They're insurance. And what is insurance? Insurance is transferring risk to another party. And no other financial product can transfer risk to another party. It all falls on your shoulders in retirement. So the real question isn't whether annuities are perfect. They're not. Nothing is. The real question is this: how do you create reliable income for the rest of your life without taking unnecessary risk? Because when the paychecks stop from your work or from your business, the stakes change. Market volatility matters more. Sequence of returns risk matters more. Longevity risk becomes very real. And that's why annuities exist, not to replace investing, but to replace paychecks. And again, when used correctly, they're not competing with your portfolio. They're stabilizing it because the biggest financial mistake in retirement isn't earning too little. It's running out. Now, if you're within 5 to 10 years of retirement, or you're already retired and you've accumulated anywhere from a few a few hundred thousand dollars to several million dollars, and you're wondering how to turn that into reliable income, or protect it against market downturns, I offer something called a retirement income clarity call. It's a structured conversation where we look at your assets, your income goals, and determine whether annuities actually make sense for your situation. And more importantly, which type of annuity. And if a guaranteed income or even a growth annuity to protect from market volatility isn't appropriate for you, I will tell you that clearly, okay? The goal is clarity. So neither of us spends time pursuing something that isn't going to be a right fit. Now, you can book a clarity call directly on my calendar at atlasannuity.com. Again, that's atlasannuity.com. Book a short Zoom call to get your questions answered. And if you're new to annuities and you're just kind of dipping your toe in the water, best thing you can do, go watch my video series, 20% More Spendable Income in Retirement. You can find that, again, at atlasannuity.com and just click on the videos tab and it should be at the top of the page. And as always, we appreciate you joining us. If you're liking this content, please subscribe and give the video a thumbs up. Subscribe on the podcast platform. It helps us get more exposure and all the algorithm stuff that I don't personally understand, but we appreciate it. If this information could be helpful to someone you know, please give it a share. And again, I want to thank you for joining me. This has been episode 105 of the Atlas Annuity Podcast. This is Marty Becker, wishing you all the best in your financial education. We'll catch you in the next episode.